Down in the 1 minute to curtain.
We've got the willies.
You won't need them.
Right, let's go.
Is this the right studio? I think it... Okay, well, let's try in here.
Anna, the shipping forecast, at about tea time. There are warnings of gales in Scotland and Ireland, speaking Gaelic, dressing in skirts, and playing bagpipes. And now the general synopsis, at 1300 PMT. Dover, white, becoming black. Cyclonic irrigation, occasionally thundery. Soul, flat. Eyes both on same side of the body. Fins. Chromatids getting worse. Promise of ointment. Risque, ooh, misses. Variable 3, becoming gas mark 6. Forties.
Lights in the wildebeest!
Get out, you swine!
Well, welcome to 40 Nights in the Wildebeest. But before we start, Dan, I aim to demonstrate how you can transform me into a dessert made with pureed fruit and cream.
Really?
Yes, I'll teach you to make a fool of me.
And now our classic movie, The Undergraduate.
We like to let you know that you're as popular as piles. Like it if you learn to wash yourself. Look around you, all you see are stolen traffic cones. And the sandwiches you nicked from M&S. Won't you please, Mrs. Robinson, get the little sponger out of bed. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Stop him spending all my hard-earned taxes on prophylaxis.
Oh, no, man, there's no bog roll.
Here, man, use this.
What is it?
I don't know, I think it's called a book.
Sitting in a pile of pants in a communal abode. In amongst some signs nicked from the road. Take that ring out of your nose, you unhygienic little toad.
Hi, I'm a fresher.
Fresher than what?
Safe, man, wicked. Here's the post, man.
Oh, right, hang on, man. Hi, is that student services? Yeah, man, can you, like, read my post to me, man?
Certainly, sir. Here we are. Oh, dear, it's a bill. Monthly direct debit, I'm afraid.
Who's it from?
Pizza delivery.
Oh, right. Hang on. Yeah, Dad, hi. Can you, like, pay my bills for me, man? Cheers, man. Yeah.
Hey, Marcus, man. It's, like, it's 2 o'clock. Lectures, man. Should we go to him? Or should we, like, bunk off?
Oh, yeah, right. Hang on a minute. Hello, student services. Can you, like, bunk off my lectures for me? Right. Cheers, man.
Marcus, I think we're overdoing this a bit, man.
What do you mean?
Well, maybe we should at least get out of bed.
Oh, yeah, right. Hello, student services. Can you, like, get out of bed for me? Yeah, cheers.
I am just a poor boy, though my daddy owns a bank. I have squandered all my student loan, and all I do is lie around in bed and smoke. I never work, cause I'm a fair-weather Marxist, goatee-bearded, ethnic-added little bird. Lie, 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 in till the afternoon. Why, oh, why do they recite film lines all day long and always get them wrong?
This is an ex-parrot. It's not alive anymore.
We'll have no trouble here. This is a local convenience store.
He's not the Messiah. He's a bad man.
This is called a Camberwell parsnip.
Get out of the back of the van!
Yeah, hi, Mum. It's Marcus. Can you, like, do my washing?
All right, love, I'll come and get your clothes.
No, I don't mean my clothes.
Don't worry, dear undergraduate, having a degree doesn't mean a thing, because when you get into the real world, you'll be working at Burger King.
And our Radio 4 appeal on behalf of emotional blackmailers.
No, it's all right. Don't bother to send anything. We'll be fine.
Once in every generation comes a mixed leaf medley that fears no weevil. Buffet the vampire salad.
Ah, buffet. There you are.
Hey, Chives. Fancy a drink?
You know we can't go in there.
Why?
There's a salad bar. Buffet, we have a problem. You know that fellow who always used to beat up his girlfriend?
Stan Cauliflower?
Yes. He's been murdered.
How do you know?
I found some charred remains.
Oh, no! Who did it?
Have a look at this garlic.
I can't see it.
Yes, the bulb's gone. I suspect there may be an onion ring at work.
You mean...
Yes. Werewolves.
Why not wear clothes?
Okay. Speaking of which, Buffet, I wish you wouldn't wear such short miniskirts. I can see your beef tomatoes.
Chives, help me! I'm being attacked by slugs!
Slugs? Lead slinger of madness?
Yes!
Try this for size, slugs.
Why did you throw at him?
Sodium chloride.
You're under arrest.
Why?
That's assault.
And now, some science fiction in Dr. Seuss and the Daleks. Now, Davros McStavros was a clever inventor. He invented inventions right, left, and center. He moved at the flick of a knob or a switch, but he couldn't do much about a switch or knob itch. Then all of a sudden, on a set that was cheap, a London police box appeared with a bleep. It was big, it was blue, it was easy to see, and the whole program budget was only 5p. Then the doctor emerged in a sulphurous fog. He said,
I've been in there for years with no bog. I've come here to vanquish that evil fiend Davros. I'm jealous because his chair has a built-in Lavros.
His assistant looked out. She'd been a bit nervous since the day Peter Purvis got sent in for a service.
Doctor,
she said,
what is this strange planet?
He said,
well, Sarah Jane Mary Beth Sue Colin Janet, Carmenita Scarfonia Belinda Caboose Muck, Fru Fru Tiger Lily Zambezi McHoosnuck, Matilda Cordelia Sue Dave Buck Buck McZumberland. As usual, it's a bloody disused quarry in Northumberland.
Behold,
shouted Davros,
my latest creation burns sheep, doesn't wash, and creates devastation.
The door blasted open with a big whiff of garlic, and there to their horror stood a French Dalek. It said,
I am Jean-Pierre Dalek Loulou. Exterminez-vous, exterminez-vous. This thing on my head is much worse than you think, and it's also quite useful for clearing the sink.
Now, aliens always have Achilles' heels. The doctor said,
it can't get upstairs on its wheels.
Don't despair, Davros. Let me give you a gift.
What is it?
Thora heard.
It's a Stanner stairlift.
Said the doctor,
I'm sick of your Dalek-style frolics.
Then he felt a cold plunger descend on his arm.
I've got you,
said Davros.
Now I'll rule the universe.
But he fell off a cliff and was stuck in reverse.
And now a Radio 4 appeal on behalf of the easily distracted.
Ladies and gentlemen, please... Oh, look, a sparrow.
And now on television in America, we have imported a successful comedy show from England and adapted it to our own special tastes. It's time for It Is Darn Hot, Mom, starring Bill Cosby as Mr. La-di-da Gunner Graham.
Vietnam, 1967.
Soldier, get your ass in here.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Lofty.
Lofty, you is a lovely guy.
I love you, Sergeant Major. Even though you're a hard, brutal military man, I respect you as a kind of father figure.
I love you too, Lofty.
Well, looks like the end of the scene, Sergeant Major. Guess we need a witty punchline.
No. A gratuitous musical fill will do.
Should we make him dead again?
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Gloria.
Gloria, you is a faggot.
Hey, Sergeant Major, I'm comfortable with who I am.
Hooray!
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mr. Lottie Dogger of Graham.
Where has you been, lovely guy?
I have been at college.
You is a very well-educated man, and I respect you for trying to better yourself and giving it your best shot.
I love you, Sergeant Major.
I love you too, lovely guy. Come on, let's get fighting the oppressive regime we installed and armed using drug money from CIA death squads. And now it's time for an unbelievably simplistic solution, which will resolve the whole plot in one tear-jerking schmaltz fest. Here's Robin Williams.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, Robin Williams.
You know, we've all learned something today. We've learned that the Vietnamese are people too, but it's okay to shoot them. Emote, emote, goo, gash, gash, goo.
Darn Hot Mom was brought to you by a huge committee of highly paid writers working to a strict formula.
Mork calling arson. Mork calling arson.
Mork, this is arson. I burnt your house down.
And now it's time for our very special guest star. Please welcome Very Frank Sinatra.
You don't like diets or salads for sure. You don't know what soap is or what it is for. You wear tons of makeup. You need to wear more. What's more, your granny is a whore.
And now on television, it's time for yet another gritty police drama.
Hello, gritty police.
Yeah, my car's been stolen.
Was he alarmed?
No, I didn't seem to notice.
Right, I'll file a report and do nothing about it.
Oh, thank you very much.
Constable Jaded.
Yes, Sergeant Crotchety.
I thought I told you I wanted that report on my desk.
Oh, here it is, sir. Good drawers, nice desktop, lots of pens, could do better.
Morning, everyone. Ready for another day of honest-to-goodness, firm but fair neighbourhood policing?
You're a card, Constable Rookie. Pass me my truncheon and tear gas.
Constable, your uniform.
Yes, sir, whereas you're quite varied.
Oh.
This is Victor Tango, X-ray.
What a stupid name.
We have a murder. Request assistance.
What sort of assistance?
Preferably the lovely Debbie McGee.
Right, lads, get down the crime scene.
Not a pretty sight.
Yeah, why are you holding them grisly limbs?
I have the right to bear arms. Right, he looks guilty. Let's go.
You can't just stop an innocent man for no reason.
No, stop joking around. Pull over, sir.
No, it's a tank top.
Can I see your license, sir?
I've never done nothing.
Thank you, Mr. Stock Villain.
It weren't me, society's to blame.
Shut up and get in the panda.
I'll call the RSPCA. You, confess. Why did you crush these trousers?
Sorry to interrupt, sir.
Sorry, I was just talking to the press.
We've just made a collar, sir.
Fabulous needlework, Constable.
We have the suspect in the interview room.
Good. Have you written his confession yet?
No, sir. I hurt my hand while beating him to death.
Right, this has got to stop.
Oh, no, it's chief unethical.
Officer, your rank.
I'm washed for 3 days.
Who is this fresh-faced young scamp?
I am the arresting officer.
Well, you're not all that, ducky. Sergeant Crotchety, I want you in my office now.
Sir.
Sergeant, I'll have your pips.
Have the all-orange.
If you carry on as you are, you'll solve everything. So I'm taking you off the case.
Chief!
I'm offering you a promotion. 2 constables for the price of 1.
Oh. You'll never get away with it.
Yes, I will. I have the politicians in my pocket.
Let us out! All right, lads, let him go.
Where are you all, sir? And what about the contortionist in cell 4?
Send him down for a long stretch. You there, dust this place for Prince.
Why?
Because it's Prince's house and you're his cleaning lady.
Fame, I'm gonna live forever.
And now the radio foreplay. I'm sorry, I'll read that again. And now the Radio 4 play. We present Lord of the Beards, Book 1 in the Chronicles of the Battle of the War of the Shield of the Sword of the Great River of Lobster Bisque World, of the Elven Crafted Sword of the Citadel of the Dark Tomb of the Magic Kingdom Trilogy.
Long ago there lived a dark lord named Morgobad. Evil he was, and in his search for power, he went to the bowels of the earth. And there he caused the great smith to make him a mighty ring of power.
Hail, I am the Lord of Darkness. I seek the mighty blacksmith, Lady Mambazo.
Oh, I am busy, Reef.
What did you say?
I'm busy at my vice.
Well, you should be working. A task I have for you, O smith. You must forge me a ring of great power.
Wait a minute. I'm casting bronze. Now, what do you think you can bring to the parts of the bronze?
What is that frog doing here?
Riveting.
And so the great ring was forged, and the Dark Lord used it for his evil ends. Shadows passed over the land. All were powerless to resist the ring, even the elf horde. And so did the whore. But the ring was lost by the Dark Lord, and it passed on to many fingers. The Dark Lord's ring was worn by many people, until it fell into the hands of one of the fairy folk, and a convention was held to decide what was to be done.
Free peoples of the land of Coctacactagagathron, I bid you welcome.
What must we do with this ring, Hrothgar Shack Attack?
Bring forth the High Priest. We must ask you.
I am the High Priest. Have a bang on this, man.
Your Eminence!
Sorry, I dressed very quickly this morning.
Never mind that. This ring is evil and must be destroyed. But who will do it?
That ring rightfully belongs to the dwarves.
Are you the 7 dwarves?
No, we are the Sven dwarves. We are Swedish.
It is a long time since we beheld you, short Sven of Sweden. What happened to you? I heard tell you got stuck in your wife's Volvo.
I think you misheard.
I will take the ring.
And who are you?
I am Adrian of Clacton, Lord of the Land of Anorak, holder of the Dana Scully screensaver, non-user of Biactol, wielder of the sacred lead miniatures, collector of train numbers many, Lord of the Nerds, and King of the left-handed mouse users.
A heavy weight rests on your shoulders.
Yes, it's the dandruff. I must now leave you and ask the counsel of the Ancient One.
And Adrian did travel many leagues and ended up playing for Barnsley. And lo, he came to the cave of the Ancient One.
I seek the Ancient One.
Hey.
I seek the Ancient One.
How frustrating.
I am Adrian.
I'm 570, you know.
I've travelled many leagues to find you.
This isn't my house.
My quest is to destroy...
That was the dog.
I come to you seeking knowledge vital to my quest.
Don't put me in a home.
Ancient one, you must listen.
I require the bag of Kolos. Pass the bag of Kolos to me.
Oh, please! Oh, gnarled and ancient sage.
Very well. I am the ancient one. For many eons did I hold up the queue in the post office of Canag, regaling all with tales of my age. This is an onerous task, young Adrian. You must take the Dark Lord's ring and cast it into the crack of doom. I give you this unicorn to ride.
What a magnificent animal.
Yes, it's outstanding in its field.
Mustang?
I suppose it must.
Shire?
Positive.
What sure and strong feet?
Hooves.
The horses. And what superb skin?
Hide. Where have you gone?
It has very long legs.
Shanks.
You're welcome. I must bid you farewell. I leave at once for the crack of doom.
The Four Seasons came and went, leaving a trail of hit singles in their wake. Then did the Lord Adrian come to the land of the little people.
Greetings, O small creatures. Where am I?
This is the land of the witches. It is a place of sorcery.
What sorcery?
Well, that sorcerer, for example.
But where are the witches?
They're busy. One of them is watching John Coven's news round, and the other's reading a magazine.
Which magazine?
Yeah.
What are you?
I'm a goblin.
I can see what you're doing.
I am the goblin tease mate.
And I'm a gnome. Gnome Chomsky.
What is written here?
It is not written. It is runed. It is runed in runic by Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen of Changing Runes.
Yes, he runes everything. But what does it mean?
Beware the dragon.
Smaug.
No, I'm trying to give up.
Kick the hobbit.
Ow!
Sorry.
Farewell.
And then did Adrian ride to the dark forest. Put your chopper away, tree killer.
Who said that?
I did. I am the great tree.
A talking tree? Are you a beak?
No, a tree.
Ash?
No, thanks. I've given up.
Poplar?
Reasonably.
Spruce?
Hello, Bruce.
G'day. Is that a box hedge?
I don't like talking about my privet parts.
It's not my fault. You're not wearing any undergrowth.
These are dark days. As you may have heard, many of us are suffering from leaf drop.
Yes. Day Sidgy was. Oh, look, a woodpecker.
What do you expect? I'm a tree. And then Adrian rode fleet from the shoddy material. But before the crack of doom stood a bridge, and it was guarded.
Make way, O goats. I am Lord Adrian of the Geeks. I wish to cross this bridge. Will you give me passage?
We don't do that anymore. We're goats now.
Who are you? We're the three billy goats. I'm the billy goat Griff. and this is the billy goat Connolly.
Jobby, you know, you may pass over the bridge to the crack of doom. But beware the troll beneath.
I fear no troll.
Look at my crinkly bottom.
Troll Edmonds! Ah!
Get back, evil troll!
Oh, thank you, fair maid.
You look on me as one who has not seen a woman before.
No, I live with one.
What's her name?
Mum. But why did you not help me?
Oh, I don't like trolls. With their corner shops, they're as bad as the elves. Coming here, taking all our shoemaking jobs. And they work at night.
Are you?
Yes! I am Xenophobia Warrior Princess. This is my furry familiar.
Oh.
Yes, we are worshippers of the sun. Oh, look, here's another headline about asylum seekers.
This is it. I toss this ring into the crack of doom.
Oh, I see.
Who are you?
Doom.
My quest is complete.
Look out, your beast is escaping.
I dressed quickly this morning.
Ken John Peel with the grizzly beard. He likes his music loud and weird. There's no record that he won't play, and after it you'll hear him say.
Oh, sorry about the silence there. This one fades in, I think. It should do, anyway.
In the 60s he was bold and bad. Now he's bald and he's someone's dad. He's the best thing on Radio 1, but then he hasn't got much competition.
This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Posse Show. I'm Ladbird. Football. Beer. Fighting. Anyone remember feminism?
They still keep him in the graveyard shift. We want him back and make it swift. Keep him a program that lasts all day, so everyone can hear him say.
Oh, sorry, I was going to do a killer segue there, but it didn't quite come off. That was Animal Sounds by the BBC Wildlife Unit. A great name for a band, that. I think they're German.
Just when you thought he couldn't do any more, he starts a series on Radio 4. A million phone-ins from dotty old birds. Let me hear those magical words.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't expecting to come in there. That was Answerphone with the classic, "This is John Peel. I'm not here at the moment, but leave your offer of voiceover work after the tone, and I'll call you back to say I'll definitely do it."
John Peel is a national treasure. He was rewarded for this oral pleasure. He had an audience with royalty.
Hello, Your Majesty. I've come from the OBE.
Sorry, I wasn't expecting you to come in there.
And now an appeal on behalf of our audience.
Yeah! Thank you, good night.
Dan and Nick, 40 Nights in the Wildebeest, was written and performed by Dan Friedman and Nick Romero, and with musical accompaniment by The Gents. The producers were Julian Mayers and Jane Gibson.